than 201.
It might take 7 or 8 years, but by then we'll actually feel the effects of a decision that was made 2 days ago. Time for some more offshore drilling. A two-decade-old moratorium has been lifted. There are some Floridians who are poker red-hot mad. I guess you can say that. I might have gotten that a little bit confused, but let's put it this way. They're burning up over the fact that 125 miles offshore, once their moratorium is lifted, they could see the platforms. But how does it affect us at the pumps? And the answer is not right now, not at all. It is that 7 to 8 years where you may see the difference. The problem is we have all this dependence on foreign oil, and we're talking about renewables going green, electric cars, but nothing is going to help us in the short gap time period to get us from 2010 to, you know, 2017. So now is when we need the break, and now is when we're not going to get the break. A lot of environmentalists not happy, as you can imagine, with Barack Obama's decision. And that's where we begin here on America Tonight. Hi, everybody. Kate Delaney, the captain of this ship. And boy, there's some rough waters. Every once in a while, I pull that one out. And there are some rough waters that we will be manipulating during this hour of the show. And the first one is the offshore drilling. And actually, what does it really mean? Here was a reaction to the head of the Sierra Club, not happy. His name is Michael Brune. He's the executive director of the Sierra Club. He just grabbed that title, I think, a couple of weeks ago. This was his reaction to the drilling.
No, I mean, yeah, we've had this debate for years, of course. It's really more of the same. We don't think that expanded oil drilling actually solves the problem. What it does, in fact, do is it perpetuates our dependence on dirty energy. If we want to build the clean energy economy of tomorrow, we need to stop subsidizing the oil industry today. Yeah, it's true. And there's a lot that the Obama administration is doing that we strongly support. The news that we'll hear tomorrow about increased fuel efficiency in vehicles across the country will save more than close to 2 billion barrels of oil over the life of the agreement. And there's a lot of other things that the administration is doing that it announced today in terms of buying more hybrid vehicles. The reason why we're disappointed is because the announcement about expanded oil drilling is a giveaway to the oil industry, and the cost is going to be borne by people who live on our coasts and those who want us to break our dependence on dirty energy.
All right, so he says dirty energy. The energy of the future, many think, is quite simply the electric car. If you can get into an electric car at a decent price and there are enough quantities of the electric car, and then the safety factor is the other part of that. You ever see the smart cars in my neighborhood? I don't know why it is. There's like 3 smart cars. They look like clown cars that I used to see when we went to Barnum and Bailey's circus. And I know I'm going to get slammed by this. I always have somebody listening to me in England who says, I don't understand the smart car. And I do understand the smart car, but I can tell you this, there's no airbags. It's not really a safe car, in my opinion. I've seen them. And hey, more power to the people that want to get them, because they can afford it and they're going with the electric theme. But to me, it's just too scary of a ride in a big city. If you're just going around the neighborhood, maybe it'd be a little bit different. Or in England, and you're in London, still, man, I'm telling you, it's like a little sandwich car. It really is. But regardless, not to veer off the subject, with the electric cars and the Volt coming out and the government snapping up the first that will come off, the first 100 plus that will come off the assembly line, then how affordable will it be to the rest of the folks in the country? And the impacts, I think, could be far-reaching. But we'll see if it really does work in the long run in this gap period. Eventually, the kinks would be ironed out. I mean, we could have had the electric cars. It was killed. It was killed by the oil industry. They were ready to roll years ago. There's a great, and I just saw a great documentary out, and even Kathy, one of our listeners in Michigan, sent me a copy of this. Who killed the electric car? They had the electric car, like GM killed the electric car, because they want the dependency on oil. And with the money that was being made in the 70s, 80s, 90s, and on, you can bet the dependence on gasoline is what was being pumped out there. And nothing about, yeah, little conversation about other types of fuel and this electric car and the possibility of the electric car. But trust me, they took the electric cars away and buried them, crushed them. So now there's all this excitement about, wow, these electric cars. But they could have been rolled out a long time ago, and all the kinks and problems with the affordability and all that stuff, that would have been taken care of. So here we are, stuck with still gasoline prices, a struggling economy that we have, and the idea ultimately we have to reduce our dependency on oil. It just, we're going to sink like a stone to the bottom of the river if we don't cut our dependency on foreign oil. This is nothing new. This is the same storyline that we knew 10 years ago, 15 years ago, 20 years ago we knew it. This is why now this moratorium gets lifted. And isn't it interesting? You hear the Sierra guy say about the dirty energy, but boy, we're excited about fuel standards. And that's the other part of this. Okay, I'm going to tell you about drilling, but on the other side, ooh, maybe cap and trade. Cap and trade could go all the way through. Wouldn't that be something? And that would mean more taxation and something, my friends, in from what I understand about cap and trade, that we do not want right now in this country. Honestly, it's a killer. But this was what was offered up, as I believe it's kind of the smokescreen. Okay, here we go. We're going to drill. People want a drilling. We're going to drill, and this is going to help us. And, you know, we're not going to be dependent on that, and we're trying to wean ourselves off of oil, and we're looking at renewables, but we need to be able to do this. And, you know, we've got these nuclear power plants that are going online 2017. Everything happens 2017. Key here is you're still going to feel the pain at the pump. Depending on where you live, it's always 10, 20, 30 cents difference. But regardless, with the electric car, that's not going to be in your driveway anytime soon for most of us. And with what's happening with the drilling, whether you like the drilling or don't like the drilling, it's not going to have an impact when you pull up to the pumps at all. You won't even feel anything in that aspect for 7 to 8 years. So what say you, America? On board with the drilling or not? What do you think the drilling really is all about? 800-259-5791. We'll talk about that and odds and ends in just a few.
Spring is here, growing season. The economy is not getting any better. In fact, it's getting worse. Think about it. At this rate, how will your life be in a month or even a year? Maybe you've been putting things off, but the time to act is now. The country is running out of food. You need to get your seeds before it's too late. At OrganicaSeed.com, you'll find one of the largest online selections of heirloom seeds, survival seed packs, as well as the giant vegetable seed collections that can feed you and and your family for years. Grow your very own fresh vegetables, wheatgrass, fruits, herbs, rice, tea, coffee, and tobacco. With detailed growing guides available to you at no charge, you can maximize your harvest and investment. And the best part? All orders ship within 24 hours. So head over to OrganicaSeed.com. That's OrganicaSeed.com. OrganicaSeed.com today.
Gold, it's like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2233 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
Oh, my sinuses! They feel like they'll explode!
Sinus pressure, sinus headaches that keep you up at night. You've struggled for years. You've tried everything to get relief, but your sinus distress just keeps coming back and robbing you of the healthy life you deserve. Sound familiar? Well, you're not alone. Statistics show that 37 million Americans suffer from sinus distress. Fact is, 67 products merely treat the symptoms and don't get to the cause of your sinus problem. Now there's a solution that's safe and doctor-recommended. SinoFresh Homeopathic Antiseptic Nasal Spray. It's the only patent-protected nasal product that antiseptically eliminates the known causes of your sinusitis. No alcohol, no rebound congestion, no drug interactions, and easy to use. Don't go another day just treating symptoms. Take control of your sinus health now and get SinoFresh Homeopathic Antiseptic Nasal Spray and get the relief you deserve. Go to buysinofresh.com. That's B-U-Y, sinofresh.com. Or call 888-906-3636. Breathe easy. Breathe free. Get SinoFresh today. It works.
Don't understand. Maybe some of you do. Anybody out there speak Russian? The next Olympics are going to be held in Russia, and an incredible story broke, I guess, a couple of hours ago while I was prepping and getting ready to go on the air. And the story is no professional hockey players the next time around in 2014. How about that? So and it's across the board. No professional hockey players. And when I say across the board, Canada. And this was surprising to me. I mean, the American team, they were talking about that. Canada on board completely. So we're talking about amateur all the way across. How about a round of applause for that? Woo! Although, no rematch for this particular American hockey team, which had some young players on it, to go up against the Canadians again for the gold. But I like it. I like the amateurs. Sam in Montreal, you get the first reaction to this. Big news. What do you think?
Right now, there's something else that's on my mind.
But wait, before we get to that, you have to answer that question. Are you kidding? Amateurs from Canada, well, now in Canada, hockey rules, but
right.
Amateurs versus the pros, what do you make of that? Did you hear anything about that in Canada?
No, I haven't heard. Because I was just watching, our equivalent of ESPN, TSN, and they didn't say a thing. You know, I guess maybe we'll hear something tomorrow, but, you know, that is shocking. Totally, I am totally floored, you know, and I don't know why, I guess, who, excuse me, was it the IOC who had something to say about this, or the IIHS?
It was both organizations. That's what's so stunning. I hadn't heard anything. I mean, there was some rumbles about that with the United States, but I hadn't heard anything across
and
the board.
And Gary Bettman, you know, had something, you know, was talking about it. I am like, wow. You know, I mean, is it etched in stone or is it just a rumor?
No, it's etched in stone.
Wow. Well, I guess Sid Crosby, can say, one of the last guys, can say he won a Stanley Cup and an Olympic gold medal.
April Fools.
Oh, you are good.
Damn, that was good. You played right into it, too, because you know hockey.
It's only because it's you. You want to know why I'm ticked off right now?
Why? What happened?
Last night was the second night of Passover. Okay, so it's me, Julie, her daughters, her parents are over at my brother's house, okay? My brother's in-laws are in from Edmonton. My mother, my sister's mother-in-law is trying to be cute, making snide remarks about us. So during the Seder, me and Julie excused ourselves and said, Gail, that was my sister-in-law's name, can we talk to you now? We had this look like if looks could kill, I'd be on death row. Okay?
Mm.
So then Julie and I looked at her and basically said, either your mother stops it, or we are going to excuse ourselves, and Toot La Gang is going to leave. So then she said, well, I'll talk to her. I said, no, talk to her in front of us. So I went, excuse me, I talk to you now? She says, what do you guys want? We want you to stop with the smart-ass remarks. Why? You know, she's bucking us about our love life. You know, certain other things I'm not going to say because, A, I don't want to hear from the FCC and, you know, whatever. I said, look, lady, what goes on in our life is our life, and you're not my mother, so you stay the hell out of it. She goes, but what? As you can see, I'm still pissed off, pardon my language, pissed off about it.
Mm.
So then my sister-in-law says to her, Mom, in this case, I'm siding with him. Why? He's my brother-in-law. I love him dearly. He found somebody, because I've never been married before, Kate.
Mm-hmm.
He found somebody who's very, you know. So do us all a favor and keep quiet. And if I don't, okay, we went to her daughters and her parents and said, folks, I think we're just about ready to leave. And my brother's looking like, what's going on here? He doesn't know. So then she said, all right, I'll stop it. How do we know that?
Mm.
Okay. Seder went on. My brother has a tendency to stretch it out. So once we finally started eating, it was about 11 o'clock. Okay, so then her mother says, you know, Sammy, you know, would you like a piece of gefilte fish? I can feed myself, lady. You know? And
Think they would be used to you guys by now because this has been a couple of years.
This is the first time that Julie's ever met my sister-in-law's mother.
Oh.
So then I gave the plate to Julie, let her have it, you know, let her family, and then Julie says, hey, big boy, and I'm looking like, don't start with the pet names, please, and then she goes, oh, big boy, I went, you keep quiet, lady. So then she apologized for using the name, she goes, you want a couple of pieces? I go, yeah, sure. And then as we're walking out the door, she goes, don't do anything I wouldn't do. I said, what, act like a stupid bitch? Good night.
Mm.
I know if that five letter word got beeped out, that's good. So I'm walking, and Julie and her parents are saying, "Don't worry about her. To heck with her. She's just a nosy, retired twiddles her thumb.
Mm-hmm.
Know it all."
Mm-hmm.
So then I spoke to my brother tonight. He goes, "Okay, who should apologize to who?" She goes, "She's going to apologize to you for being a pain in the butt." And like I've always said, Kate, you have a better chance of being invited to our wedding than she does, because now she's seriously thinking about the question I asked her last Labor Day.
Oh, which is terrific. And I think you can tell the listeners of America Tonight, can we tell them that, you know, you are interested in marrying her?
Yeah, a little history. Last Labor Day, after a football game, it was the Friday before Labor Day, we went to Mount Royal, a certain area, you know, where, you know, it's beautiful, you see the whole city. I went down on one knee, you know, very romantic. I know if I would have had the money, I probably would have hired like a string quartet. Yeah, you know how romantic I can be sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
And I popped a question. She said, and she was being serious, she'd have to think about it. And I, you know, most guys would probably say it's either yes or no. But because she's a widow, and I knew even back then she was crazy about him. She still cares about her late husband. I don't know. Obviously, I can't jump into her brain, and I dare not ask her. I don't know if she still loves him or not.
Mm-hmm.
You know, where's Dr. Ruth when you need her?
Yeah, but when you're a widow, that's tough.
She's a young widow. I mean, I'll be 51. I'll be 51 in June. She's 48. So I mean, for her, you know, that's young.
Mm-hmm.
And there was some good news that came out of last night. Her daughter has been offered a 2-year contract to play 2 more years in Italy.
And we're talking volleyball, so how terrific is that?
Oh, big time. So then, of course, my sister-in-law's mother's bugging her about, you know, where in Italy? Why there? Blah, blah. So then her daughter also said, I'd like to spike a volleyball off her head. I said, it'd be a waste of a good spike and a good ball.
So you have people on your side, so you don't have to worry about it. This is the family deal that a lot of people go through.
Yeah, no matter what the holiday is. But
no matter what the holiday or the religion or the scenario, yeah.
Right, but I'm being serious, Kate. If she says yes, you have a better chance of being invited than my sister-in-law. Her father I get along great with because we talk about hockey. He says, by the way, the Oilers, I said, what do they need? He goes, a whole new hockey team. You know, so...
Yeah. Well,
and that was a good. I don't know how you came up with that good April Fool's thing, but if no one hears about it, can I use it in the office tomorrow?
You can use it. Do it, because you'll be able to tag him with it. I think you can reel him in probably even better than I can.
Yeah, but the problem is some guys who are real diehard hockey fans might hang me by my thumbs. Anyway,
try it out anyway.
Yeah. Okay. And about that oil drilling thing.
Yeah.
Okay. Wouldn't it mean money? Wouldn't it mean jobs for the people in Florida too? Like,
It could mean some jobs, but the problem is the first moratorium, especially with the Florida situation, has to be lifted.
Right.
And you're talking about down the road, not next year.
Right.
And remember, Obama campaigned on clean coal and safe nuclear, and said he wasn't going to do anything to push either one of those, either one of those two things, and he did both.
And I'm thinking, what could happen? Well, let's say he loses the next election. The next president in power could kill it.
Well, depending on who it is.
Right.
If he lifts the moratorium, the votes, etc. It's interesting. It's interesting because, thanks, Sam, I think there's a misconception of how quickly this would all come into play. 7-8 years really would be the target date by the time you have the leases and the sales and all that. Odds and Ends coming up.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget. crossbreedholsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Great news for pure water lovers. The Big Berkey Water Filter is available once again. And stay tuned to hear about a valuable offer from Berkey Water Filters. Choosing the right water purification system can be a daunting task. That's why BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com shows you a cost and benefit comparison. The Berkey Water Filter is economical, with a single set of filters that can last for 5 to 10 years. Berkey Water Filters are healthy and far superior to other filtration systems. They remove harmful pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy chemicals like chlorine. chlorine, and Berkey water filter systems are powerful enough to purify both treated and untreated water, like stagnant ponds. Get the gold standard in water filters at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. For a limited time, choose a free shower filter, fluoride filters, or two Sport Berkey bottles with every system purchase. And GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Details at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Afraid to answer it? Afraid to answer your door? Did you know that debt settlement, bankruptcy, and attorneys will cost you about 10 times more than you would legally be required to pay creditors? These are not ways to help you get out of debt. They are expensive payment plans. And if you're in debt already, does it make sense to load yourself up with another payment plan? Zero debt in 90 days gets you out of debt in 90 days, guaranteed. And that's the website you need to visit right now. ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Zero debt in 90 days gets you out of debt without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com is the quickest solution to debt relief on the planet. If you have more than $25,000 in credit card debt, student loans, or difficult mortgage situation, we can help, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
George Washington said, "Government is not reason, it is not eloquence, it is force, like fire. It is a dangerous servant and a fearful master." America's government is no longer the servant of the people and the protector of our liberty, but has become that fearful master. We the people must understand the nature of this government gone awry if we are to be successful in saving our country. America is being deliberately destroyed by a cabal of international gangsters so that she can be forced into subjugation to a one-world government. The God-given, unalienable rights of the Declaration of Independence are in jeopardy. We must not let them be stolen by ambitious and evil men. Utopia Silver Supplements believes it is our God-given right to make our own health care decisions however we deem best. If we can help you with your supplement needs and better health, then help us win this health freedom battle. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A silver.com or call 888-213-4338. Again, 888-213-4338.
China jumps on board talking sanctions and Iran. Also, a new letter that's popped up from the 60s says the Pope knew of the abuse that was taking place in the Catholic Church, the priests and the young boys and sometimes young girls. Also, in odds and ends, interesting, Karzai's brother is back in the mix, getting his power back, even though so many say he is part of the corruption problem in Afghanistan. So we're going to talk about all three of those things. First, China and Iran. Yep, the Chinese say they're going to be part of this game. That's actually pretty big. So you got six major world powers agreeing to start proposing these sanctions. Oh, finally, over the suspected nuclear program. Since China dropped its opposition, China was one of the big-time holdouts when it came to penalties against Iran, and you know why, the whole oil situation. Now they're saying they gave the thumbs up to the UN Security Council, and they're going to sit down and have the negotiation. So that's big. That's a game-changer to have China on board. This is a game changer, I think, but where will it go? Probably nowhere. That's why the bishops are coming out and saying, oh, we need to stop. What you're going to start to see is there's going to be more vocal Catholic church members that are in the hierarchy starting to push and say, yeah, we're not going to tolerate this abuse and all that sort of stuff. So what's happened here specifically, though, it's a 1963 letter from August 1963, and the head of the New Mexico-based Servants of the Holy Parcellet told the Pope that he recommended removing pedophile priests from active ministry and urged defrocking some of the repeat offenders. The letter shows that the Vatican knew or should have known about clergy abuse in the United States decades ago, 63, and we're in 2010. And this is what an attorney in L.A. is saying who came up with the letter. This comes out as some plaintiffs in Kentucky are trying to sue the Vatican for negligence for allegedly failing to alert police or the public about these priests who molested children. The problem was very well known before the 60s. Before the 60s, it was well known. And now this letter seals the deal for some. I mean, you know, there's going to be, I think, a lot of wrestling over the specifics of who saw it. They're going to go to that as where the document ended up and all that sort of stuff. Now, this one place they're talking about, I happen to be familiar with it, having lived in Albuquerque, and boy, that was awful as far as abuse was concerned. They kept priests there, then they would eventually shuttle the priests out and put them in different parishes, and, you know, that went on for a very long, long time. That's a sad thing here. The sad thing is that the abuse was known, nothing was done about it, and especially not booting out the offenders if there was hardcore evidence, as I said on a previous show. Now we jump to Afghanistan and the Karzai problem. New York Times did, I think it was New York Times, did a story talking about the what was going on with Hamid Karzai's brother, because he was linked to corruption, he was linked to drugs. He's one of the most powerful guys in southern Afghanistan. So now, and a lot of American officials thought that that was the case. Hamid Karzai was questioned a lot about that. He probably played, they believe, a big role in the presidential election, the fraud that went on. But after lots of debate as to what to do with Ahmed Awale, they decided that he's back in business. So even though the American ambassador, the top American brass commander-wise, wanted him out of Kandahar, he's digging his heels in the sand, staying there, and you know, he's not going to be removed. That NATO asked. That the recommendation was, we got to remove this guy, but it's his brother. He's looking at his brother, and nobody can come to him with pictures. This is what Hamid Karzai says, of his brother loading heroin onto a truck. So instead, he's staying where he is, and what the Americans are saying, our troops and the Afghanistan folks now, is that they're going to use him to persuade Taliban fighters to give up. He has had communications with the Taliban, and that's the role apparently that Ahmed is going to play. My oh my. So that's it for odds and ends. Now I'm going to take a stroll to the mailbox, and let's see if we have any mail.
The mail is here.
Ooh.
Gotta love that. The mail is here. Okay, this one from Mark D. Mark D says, oh, Kate, how can you bag on the president for what now has happened when it comes to oil, when it comes to drilling? Look, he's a guy who saved the banks. They gotta pay us back with interest. People forget that. He rescued car companies and lots of jobs. He gave out stimulus money to states who used it to save some of their jobs. He signed a jobs bill, speaking of that, into a big fat law, which will incentivize businesses to hire even more workers. And economic indicators are telling us all that we are back in the positive. The stock market is starting to roll, in fact, at some of its best levels of all time. Thank goodness we have President Obama. It took the previous guy 8 years to rip everything apart. He has made some very smart and successful moves. I think he would crush you in a chess match. I love it. So here's the deal. I don't agree. He didn't save the banks. He bailed out the bullies. He didn't need to bail out the bullies. Why? Why were they too big to fail? So I don't agree there. The car companies now owned by General Motors, now part of the United States, part of more government takeover, which I think ultimately will blow up in our faces. The stimulus money, if it had been doled out right up in the front, might have agreed with you there. But the problem is that the stimulus money is trickling all the way through in the next 2 to 3 years. So it wasn't up front in the first place. And it's killing us when we talk about payback ultimately and the deficit. Then where are we going to be? We're going to be talking about how we are drowning and can't get back to even. We can't get back to even, and that's not where I want to be. The stock market has looked better in the last couple of days. It's like a roller coaster. It is professional gambling at its best. Trust me, as somebody who has to worry about the stock market since I have to worry about my own retirement. And we are not completely back in the positive by a long shot. In fact, there's still some economic indicators that are pretty weak. You look at the housing market, what's happening with mortgages still underwater, a second wave happening there, and problems on the job market, no doubt with it. It's much higher in some places than the 10% that's being touted, and people are having an incredible time trying to find jobs and relying on unemployment. In some cases, if they have unemployment, and praying it doesn't run out. And these are people that are not sitting around watching Good Times or Oprah or The Price is Right or All My Children hanging out eating bonbons. These are people that are hitting the pavement trying to find jobs. All you have to do is go to any one of the many, many, many job fairs that they have, and you'll see, you look at the demographics in those lines, and they're just flowing out of the convention centers and other places where they're being held, and thousands of people are applying for one job and are mostly way overqualified for a bunch of them. All right, we move on, but every opinion's welcome, so thank you for having a different take on it, no doubt. I don't agree. Here's one from Brad Bart. Kate, been listening to you in Vermont. Laughed hysterically the other day when you were doing Nail the Score. I thought it was so funny. You were talking about food, and people were giving you a few recommendations. Somebody talked about a truck stop in Tucson, Arizona. The Triple T, and I have been there. Was it the Triple T? I guess it was the Triple T. Yes, that's right. We were talking about the truck stop. And we were talking about the 1,000-mile breakfast and how great that supposedly is. I said it, truck stops sometimes have the best food. What, you know, you work in the wee hours, and if the IHOP isn't open, or now so many of the fast food places, if you're really desperate, so many of them are 24 hours at this point. Here's one from Barbara. Kate, have really, really, really enjoyed what's gone on with this healthcare conversation. I think the further you look into it, you're right. It's like a box of chocolates, only the chocolates are old and crappy, and you want to throw them in the trash. When we bite into them, we're not going to get that good creamy center, and that is the problem with healthcare. We've been sold a bill of goods. I wish it weren't so. I'm a lifelong Democrat, but I have to call them like I see them, and next time around, I'm not voting for Obama. You can shoot me your thoughts, just like those folks did, AmericaTonight.net. Coming up, we can count.
Yeah. What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your two-month supply, call now, toll-free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com. Or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
The healing revolution is here, naturally. Announcing King Bio Natural Medicines, over 200 powerful physician-tested homeopathic formulas for mind, body, and pets. Get fast relief this allergy season with King Bio's Allergy and Hay Fever Reliever. When you order online today, you'll receive a free guide booklet to natural medicine. Supplies limited, so order at kingbio.com. That's kingbio.com. KingBio.com, your natural pharmaceutical company.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Of Weekend Counts here on America Tonight. I love when they scream, wow, in the background. 12. And I think we cleared up the mystery as where the music was from. Sesame Street. I actually had some more emails about the Weekend Count song. You guys cracked me up with that. I was talking about some ugly numbers with jobs, and in fact, that's where we start. An unexpected rise in company job losses have lit the fuse for the concern about the strength of our economic recovery. And this is ahead of a labor report that's due later this week. U.S. firms shed 23,000 jobs in March. 23,000. So you have slow improvement in the world's economy overall. Investors had expected around 40,000 private sector jobs to be created this month. That's not happening. The private sector accounts for more than two-thirds of our employment in the country, and payrolls are a widely watched barometer of what's going on. So that's where that number comes from. So it's pretty disappointing, and it comes ahead of some labor statistics that are going to be released. This will catch your attention. Nearly 1 in 10 Americans in the job market is unemployed. So let me repeat that. Nearly 1 in 10 out of work. That is not at all a good statistic. That's grim. Over 8 million Americans have lost their jobs since the recession began. When officially would we call it a recession? December 2007. And that joblessness continues to drag on the recovery because it hits spending, consumer spending. And Wall Street runs that way. It's investor confidence, and that doesn't help there. So those numbers are not, you know, they're not good numbers, and that affects markets. The stock market showed pessimism. I looked at it just moments ago to make sure I was right. The Dow Jones Industrial Average ended Wednesday down nearly half a percentage point. So that's not good news. Wanted to give you good news, but it's not good news. Continuing with We Can Count. Did you hear this story? This is an odd story about the 72-year-old woman who was tasered by the deputy. In the end, the deputy who shocked the 72-year-old with that gun after she dared him to use the stun gun during a traffic job was cleared by a grand jury. And this is from Austin, Texas. The deputy constable, that's his official title, was, wasn't indicted on a charge of injury to an elderly person. He used the taser on Catherine Winkfein May 11th after she refused to sign a traffic citation when he stopped her for speeding on 71 just west of that city, Austin. Video from a camera mounted in his car captured the woman struggling with him and daring him to use the taser. That's what she said. And you could clearly hear it. And you probably have seen that video. It's been on a couple of different places. I'm almost positive YouTube would be one of the spots. The commissioners last year agreed to give the 72-year-old woman a $40,000 settlement after she filed a claim over what happened. So I wonder if that affects it. They say that his actions were legal, but that the decision is an endorsement of either one of them. That's what they decided after this internal investigation. And it's craziness, isn't it? I dare you. I dare you. And he did. He did it. He didn't care. He decided that he was going to go ahead and taser her. Also part of Weekend Counts is this. The census is happening, and I think the census numbers in some states are down. They're not getting enough of them back. Foreign-born Latinos are filling out the census more than in the past. Among foreign-born Latinos, 80% think that census participation is good, 80% for their community, as compared to 50% of Latinos born in the United States. So how about that? Okay, we were born outside of the country. We think it's good. Here, forget about it. So wonder why that is. There was a poll that was taken, this new Pew Hispanic Research poll that was released that showed that that more Latino immigrants know that the Census Bureau can't give out personal information, and that's probably the main reason why they're not concerned about it. The findings have come out now that the Census Bureau is saying that more than 50% of people overall have sent in their forms leading up to Census Day on Thursday. Did you know Thursday is Census Day? Happy Census Day to everybody. And happy April Fool's, too. So of the people who filled them out the most, South Dakota, 62%, North Dakota, 61%, Nebraska, the Midwest, 60%, Iowa, Wisconsin, all at least 58%. Parts of Alabama, Florida, Mississippi, Louisiana are behind the rest of the country. The participation rate in Miami, 38%. As of just a day ago, 38%. How about that? The Pew Hispanic study showed that Spanish-speaking Hispanics have been more exposed to outreach and media campaigns, so 6 of every 10 Spanish-dominant Hispanics, where they're not really speaking too much English, have seen or heard messages about the census compared to less than 30% of English-dominant Hispanics for what it's worth. I wonder how many people listening to me have actually filled out a census form. Anybody fill out a census form? This is actually good news. I think it's good news because it shows the generosity of so many people. Lately, for some reason, like I saw Sean Penn trying to raise the awareness of Haiti. He was on some show and he was talking about, oh, you know, now we don't want to abandon Haiti. And there have been other people that are concerned about that. I mentioned we had the pastor Stuart Farley on the show to talk about what Haiti was like now. So donors have pledged $9.9 billion for Haiti. That is far beyond what was initially expected that would they would rake in, that they would be able to get in. We're talking about international organizations and here in the United States. This is all for the whole rebuilding Haiti after the January earthquake. The UN Secretary General says that nearly 50 donors pledged $9.9 billion for the next 3 years and beyond. So we're seeing that there's a lot of solidarity for the Haitian people, no doubt. I say this, we know this, come on. Is America not one of the most generous nations? It's why it's so infuriating when you, and because I read foreign papers, you see the nasty comments, not always, and certainly not by everybody, but you'll see nasty comments, jabs about America, and I'm saying when it's specifically related, not if you're talking about a foreign policy and something completely unrelated. I'm saying when it's related to help and aid. It's amazing how many people lean on the United States and how charitable so many people are in this country. And a lot of times it's not the people with the big bucks. It's the people who don't have two nickels to rub together and can barely afford to make it. They're living check to check. So it's, if you wanted to put it in perspective, the U.S. Secretary of State Hillary Clinton said that it's just amazingly impressive, and she did a good job in comparing it. After the 2005 tsunami, about 80 countries turned around with humanitarian assistance, and 20 countries pledged assistance for reconstruction. So as of today, more than 140 countries have given assistance to Haiti, and 50 countries have made pledges, and that's quite a difference from what happened after that tsunami. I mean, the earthquake devastated Port-au-Prince. The government, the commercial center of that capital, just in ruins, and 1.3 million people are homeless. Some of them have found places to stay, but a lot of them are still living in so-called tent cities. Very, very sad. Consider yourself lucky, my friends, tonight as you sit here and listen to America Tonight.